Hello, it's Monday, the 26th of April, year of our Lord, 2024. Welcome back to another Liberty Tactics News. I'm here tonight with the wonderful Christine over in Alabama and the beautiful Catherine Watkins down in Quamran. Kat, how are you doing today?
I'm very well, thank you. I'm very, very well. Being busy, but not overly busy. So that's good. That's good. And I've got another few days ahead of me now working down with the PCP lot. So yeah, I'm good, Lou. I'm good.
Christine, how are you?
I am doing wonderful. It is a beautiful day in Alabama. All my windows are open. It's like in the 60s. It's just gorgeous here today.
It's been nice here, but cold. Well, it hasn't been as nice as it was over the weekend. Just want to say a little announcement. Apologies about Friday. I've been battling a he little health issue. And I'm on the mend, but with the amount of workload that we have to do, and it's so late at night, by the time I finish, I wasn't helping myself get any better. So now and again, I might have to have the odd evening off, but usually the girls will jump in. But I thought it was a bit late in the day on the Friday, so we didn't go to the show. But we're back. We're back now. We're going to start as always with Kate Watch. Well, as Christine, as Kat said the other night, there isn't still an isn't sign. Nothing has changed. I'm hearing reports on one minute that there is divorce proceedings going through. Then you look at other things, other reports, and they're saying William and Kate are teaming up because of Harry and Meghan. But the fact of the matter is, we haven't seen proof of life. There's been no, the press can keep chucking all their stories off to divert it. You know, everyone's taken that cancer. I think everyone's just come to accept that the cancer video was an AI. Apparently, Charles was pictured over the weekend looking horrendous, but I personally haven't seen any newspapers or anything all weekend. So the House of Windsor is still falling, and Kate is still missing. So that's the end of Kate Watch. Right, where are we going to start? Catherine, what you got?
Right, well, I've got a couple of things. The first one, I can't remember who posted it on my wall, but I did watch it. It was just a 12-minute YouTube video. And you know, this has been on the horizon for a while, getting more, you know, it's escalating as time goes on because of the gender ideology and all the nonsense they're teaching them in school, and not just in school, guys, but on TikTok and social media and whatever else your children are getting it from there. And this thing about the furries. Right. And some people listening to this will know what I'm on about because their children will be acting out in these ways. It starts off quite timid and, you know, whatever else. But you do realize that this category, you know, this sort of furries thingy is part of this queer theory and ideology. And it's actually an adult sexual kink, fetish, whatever you want to call it, weird, deviant thing that people do, you know, because deviance is just off the scale now and in our faces, as we can see. But this is just another part of that. So what they're doing is putting it into your children's minds about, oh yeah, you want to be a cat and you want to be whatever else, but in the background there's a real sinister sexual thing underlying it. Now this video was basically showing protests. I can't remember the name of the school. It was a school in America, and there were like 75 students in middle school, I think they call it. So I don't even know. They looked about 13, 14 kind of age. There were about 70 students outside of their school and a lot of their parents as well. So obviously somebody had gone down and done a bit of recording and whatever. And the children themselves was speaking and saying, you know, it's not fair that we have to put up with this. These, and it was showing videos of what these people were doing as well, right? They got, so they're walking around on all fours. They're attacking other students, and the other students are not allowed to retaliate because obviously you can't do that, can you? Do you know what I mean? This is the whole snowflake woke nonsense. It's a hate crime if you don't allow somebody to act just crazy in front of you. So now we've got like a split down the middle of the school kids, obviously, because you've got the ones who are acting out in these really bizarre ways, hypersexual ways, and the other kids who don't want anything to do with it, but they're being dragged into it, and they're saying how they're walking around. They had a teacher talking on there, right? And it's not just your little tails and your ears and stuff, but they have got dog collars on, and they've like another student is walking the student who's on all fours with a dog collar around, like what you would see, you know, in the pride thingies with all the adults in like bondage gear and stuff. That sort of symbolizes that, and it might not be in bondage gear in school, but that dog collar is just the start of it. That behavior,
exactly what it represents.
Sexual deviancy. That's what it is.
It is, Christine. There's no other way to describe it, right? So now they've got it, but you know, it is a negative because this is just absolutely crazy. But the positive thing about it was that, you know, these children, they're given the impression through the media and all of these, you know, big lobbyist groups, this is all normal and everybody's being accepting of it and whatever. In reality, and this is why we've spoke about this before, in reality, the teenagers are not having it. Yes, you have got the ones who are involved in it, but most of them are not having it. You know, they don't like being involved in this. They think it's weird and whatever. And this is the whole reason, because the people who are putting this down to our children realize this, that's why they've gone for the youngest. That's why they've gone for 3-year-olds and making sure it's compulsory at that age, so that by the time they get to middle school or wherever, you know, sort of teenagers, they will already be, you know, just brainwashed into thinking this shit is normal.
And that's why the Welsh government were targeting the younger ones rather than the older ones. That is exactly. These people are evil. Yes. And I know, Christine, you've got some experience of kids getting into this craze.
It's insane. It's horrific. This actually affected my family, like in 2010, 11, 12, I think. I had a niece, sadly, that really got caught up in alternate things. And I'm not sure, she's not sure what happened. She literally, all she could tell me is that something inside her head felt like a switch had been pulled. And she's just not the same. That's all she can say. She has no idea why or how.
Well, that's the power of it then, isn't it? It just tells you how strong, she doesn't even know how. That's how strong the brainwashing is. That's how strong that influence is, you know, when they're seeing it wherever, not just in school. Like I say, it's all over social media and wherever. And the longer they're on their devices, the more they're being pulled in. This is massively affecting those, you know, it's affecting everybody, isn't it, to a degree. But the ones who are getting involved with it, a lot of them are autistic as well. Not all of them, but a lot of them are. And, you know, it's just complete bizarre behavior, and we've got to act like it's normal. And it's just, well, I just, you know, can't believe we're having this conversation.
I know. The saddest thing is, it reminds me of the story that you were talking about the other day, where the little boy had a, I'm not sure exactly, you'll forgive me because I'm trying to remember the story. But his mother was so concerned about what was happening in the schools because he would take it literal.
Yeah.
His little head wasn't developed enough. Yeah. And he just would take everything literal. And so.
That's right. He's autistic. So when he gets dysregulated, he really genuinely believes he's a cat called Sally. So mum had to go out like over Christmas time and like spend 30 quid on like party stuff for Sally's birthday. Do you know what I mean? So when you're putting stuff, this is her point about RSE, when you're putting in front of him, you may not be the gender you were born with, or you can swap gender, he will take that literally, is that he has to. Do you see what I mean? Like, and he's not the only one, he's not alone in that. There are plenty, I mean, children tend to take things literally anyway, but then there's the extreme, obviously, when we've got neurodiversity and autism, that they will literally take that, you know, they will take that absolute literal as gospel. And this is what's happening, you know, and that's why there's such a big percentage of autistic children that are, you know, with the trans as well, same sort of thing.
All,
you know,
by design.
Yeah, absolutely. All by design. It's so sad. But big up to those kids in whatever school it was, though, in America. You know, that was good to see. That was good to see.
I just want to play something over here, and if it's terrible, I'll edit it out. But this happened in a school last year, and I think it was around the Sussex area. I'm going to play it to you now.
Oh, I know.
Cisgender is the norm, but you identify with the gender, with the sexual orders that you're born with, yeah. Or you're with. That's yeah. Basically what you're saying, yeah. Which is really despicable.
How? When it's
if I call my mum right now, my mum is sad on my house.
If I call my mum, she's sad.
Well, that's very sad as well.
Social transgender practices in school have now become the norm in every classroom in the country. They are promoted as a normal and healthy response to natural feelings children experience around a difficult period we used to just call growing up.
So that was a school in East Sussex last week, and then that was Andrew Bridgen. Not last week, it was sometime last year. But basically, if you did hear that, it was a girl, because there was somebody in their school identifying as a furry, and this girl had gone and challenged them, and they're going on about cisgenders and all the rest. And this girl said, no, I'm a girl. And that actual person who was challenging the young girl was a teacher, saying how disgusting and despicable she was.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, yeah. And it actually went round some media that did as well, didn't it? Because she'd recorded the conversation.
But We met her.
That's the sort of people that are teaching in the classrooms.
Look, we've got a lady called Diane Abbott, part of the Labour Party, running some part of like London. What do you expect? That's just a Diane Abbott. Anyone yeah. wants to go and find out about Diane Abbott? I mean, it's an embarrassment being British.
I agree.
Just the most. Ugh. Anyway.
So just moving on to my other story then, right? So obviously, because of everything that's going on in the schools, there has been a massive jump in home education, which is a good thing. Now, I've noticed this since when I took Grace out in 2010, obviously I was looking at, you know, how many people are doing it. At that time, it was like a steady year-on-year increase as time went on. And then obviously when COVID hit, it just went through the roof, right? And then obviously since RSE, and it's so significant now that they can't keep a grip on it, right? Whereas before, they sort of did their thing once a year, you know, show us some work, whatever, we'll leave you alone type of thing. No, not anymore. And it's because so many people are home educating. So I saw this post the other day, and I've got to fill this in because it's a consultation, and this is Wales, but it's already happening in England because somebody commented on my post and they'd already received one of these. So I'm just going to read this post. It's only short. Call to action. So this is for the home educators, right? I am writing to you about the Welsh Government proposals to create new children missing in education databases with a link to a joint briefing from Defend Digital Me and Home Ed Cymru. We encourage you to contribute to the consultation and invite you to share this link with appropriate others. The closing date is Thursday, so I've got to do that. I've got the links here. We see significant risks of harm should the proposals go ahead, and we object. We outline our reasons in the briefing. The further unwritten risk is, of course, an indirect precedent setting for England, something we think that you or your organisation may well be alert to already. And it's already happening. I didn't know this when I did my video the other day till somebody commented. Two people have had them, actually. The most recent version and others relevant documentation as it becomes available, blah, 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 right, that's irrelevant. So, in summary, we object to these proposals because they are dangerous and will cause harm to children, having the opposite effect of the stated aim by placing barriers and deterrents to confidential healthcare, including potentially sensitive services such as mental health, sexual health and teen pregnancy care, external educational input and statutory services. And in so doing, the proposals will inhibit the safeguarding roles of those professionals. It is unsafe due to the risk of data breaches and ill-defined nature of the data governance aspects of proposals. And it's unethical as they breach confidentiality, particularly in relation to the use of healthcare sources as data suppliers, as well as perpetuating negative and discriminatory stereotypes and causing climates of suspicion without cause. Where do we know that from? Social services, right? So here we go. Furthermore, the proposals both misinterpret and seek to change the meaning of primary legislation that applies to both England and Wales in a way that runs counter to the original legislation. We also, sorry, aside from the substantive issues, a formal complaint documenting a range of issues with the consultation process in relation to children and young people was submitted by Home Ed Cymru on the 4th of April. We hope you will engage in the consultation. And then underneath, this is, hi, this is Lana from Home Ed Wales Charity. For those who don't quite understand how it links into Home Ed and how very serious this shift is, calling our kids children missing in education, unless the education is seen to be deemed suitable by the local authority, is a massive shift that will have huge repercussions going forward as to what that means for our community. For example, anyone who doesn't want to provide samples could be deemed CME, even though there is no legal requirement. Kids who are CME are also served a school attendance order easily. So that school attendance order means that they're ordering the child to go back to school, right? The consult is their way to get the backdoor register on elective home education. And we knew that. What we're shocked about is that you will only be put into their elective home ed list if you are known and monitored as suitable. Without wishing to scare anyone, in 15 years, we've not seen anything like this. So it's crucial as many of us respond as we can. The consultation proposals make clear that if children who are educated at home are in receipt of a suitable education, they would not be included on the database and would instead remain on the local authority's elective home ed list. If the local authority is unable to determine that the education provided is suitable, the child is CME, child missing in education, not elective home education. They've already started doing this, right?
You need to change your bloody government down there, man.
It's really bad. But this is happening in England. So I put that on. I did a video the other day and I've had two people contact me from England and they've both had one. They've both had one of them children missing in education because they haven't been contacted for a few years since they've been home educators and they've had to respond. Otherwise, they'll come out and force a school education order. Honestly, it's a massive, massive grab. So it might seem all well and good. It might seem, oh, well, you know, they're saying if it's suitable, then they, you know, it doesn't matter. Yeah, but what do they deem suitable, though?
That's exactly. They think suitable teaching children of three masturbation.
Exactly. So this is what I mean. So people need to get in order. I mean, it does go counter to legislation, mind. The legislation state doesn't state that at all. You know, you as long as you've got a suitable education and that is, you don't even have to follow their curriculum. And that is in legislation. That's in the Education Act 1996, right? And that's England and Wales. So what they're saying here is counter to legislation. So I'm wondering if they're going to push for legislation, see? Because there's a lot of people, well, we'll do the consultation process and we'll see how it goes. But we know where this is going. We know exactly, like a social worker comes out and makes, you know, a mountain out of a molehill when there's nothing there and writes down stuff that, you know, twists things up and whatever to get whatever it is they want, right? This is going to be the same thing. You know, and in my opinion, like I believe, right, that it should be absolutely compulsory. If you're going to be one of these educators that come out and are looking at other people who are educating their own children, then it must be absolutely standard that they either should have been home educated as a child or they home educated their children. Otherwise, they got no business coming out and looking at anything. Do you know what I mean? Because the whole point of people home educating in the first instance is because it's nothing like school. So if you're going to come out with your little tick boxes, they're absolutely useless in this area, in this arena, because the whole, otherwise our kids would be in school, wouldn't they? So it is, you know, it seems all, you know what they're like. It seems all, yeah, we're helping you. Just be careful, guys. Just be careful. Know your rights. Know what you're entitled to, what services you're entitled to. Get your stuff in order. And if they do come round, record everything. That's what I'm just going to say for now on that. So there are my two stories, but they're very, very important, especially that last one.
Very, very important.
Very.
So I'm going to jump in to mine, then we'll go to Christine, and then we'll close with the Diddy. So this is... There's been lots of reports about people being charged with child sex offences. So to start with, Rahimi Rami, 46, he coordinated the US government strategy to combat terrorists from Al-Qaeda and the Taliban, is accused of arranging commission of a child sex offence, court documents reveal. He's also charged with possession of two category C indecent images of children and possessing a prohibited image of a child. Rahimi Rami Shai, his name is actually, he's a US citizen from New Jersey. worked under Obama and Hillary, and was actually arrested here in around Luton way back in February. And he appeared at Luton Crown Court via a video link from HMP Bedford on Friday in his grey prison suit. So he is banged up there. Interesting, the Hillary Clinton and Obama links. So that was that one. We've also had a pensioner who's been jailed for sexually abusing two young children back in the 90s. A special team of detectives in West Midlands Public Protection Unit began investigation. Bajwar, who is 67, found guilty of two counts of gross indecency and four counts of indecent assault at the Park Hall Hotel in Wolverhampton. Oh dear, dangerous South Essex paedophile jailed after child subjected to a horrific ordeal. A pedo was jailed for 28 years. His name's Keith Ruggles, he's 75. Formerly from Stratford, appeared in Basildon Crown Court, and he has been sentenced to prison. And let's just hope they bang him up and lock away the key. Apparently he was charged with the rape of a child under 13, three counts of assault by penetration of a child under 13 and sexual touching of a child under 13. And he
hasn't had his sentence in, has he?
He hasn't. He's pleaded guilty. No, not yet. On Thursday, yes. No, he was sentenced to 28 years.
Oh, right. That's an... I thought you were going to say he had like 5 years in community service or something.
No. So continue. This is all just from this week. A nursery worker from Staffordshire been jailed for 10 years for sexually offences involving children. Craig Ordish from Burton upon Trent admitted sexually assaulting a child by touching and causing or inciting a child to engage in a sexual activity. The 39-year-old who worked at a nursery in the town also admitting to making indecent images, photographs, pseudo photographs of children and possessing extreme pornographic images. Stafford Crown Court on Friday heard that he will serve 3 years on licence upon his release from prison. So he's only been jailed for 10 years.
That's so disgusting.
Working with children. Okay, so we get better. Children are being enticed into vape shops by criminals, offering freebies before being groomed by the gangs, the police have warned. Parents are being urged to discuss with their kids the potential of exploitation, especially using social media apps like Snapchat with live location settings. That is a real bloody worry that anybody can get on that Snapchat and link to your child and they know where they are if they've got their maps on.
And this is what I keep saying to people.
Isn't it? It's
just using
it's dangerous. But now these kids who are going out into town on a Saturday, they're getting lured in to go and buy cheap vapes and then they're being blackmailed or they're doing whatever to earn a bit of money. You know, the usual grooming things which is all in place. But that is rife. We've also got a head teacher accused of sexually abusing five children and he refused to be stopped. Neil Foden, 66, from Gwynedd, was head teacher. Now, I don't think I'm going to be able to now pronounce this. Yosgol Friars?
Yosgol. Yosgol. Is it Y-S-G-O-L?
Yes.
Yosgol. School, that is.
Yosgol Friars in Bangor.
That's North Wales, that's up by where Joan, that's up Joan and Marty's way.
So Mould Crown Court on Monday, today, a jury heard about the abuse and how he gained access to children. He's denying 20 of the charges. The allegation dates run from 2019 to September 2023 and include charges of sexual activity with a child. The case continues, so we will keep an eye on that one.
Wow.
Then we have this. So do you know the actress Rebel Wilson? She was a choppy blonde girl and she sang what song? It was a real catchy song.
Before you go there, I have one that goes with everything else you guys have been talking about. If I can get this covered quickly, because it makes me sick.
Go.
Okay. And I had to really practice this coming on, guys, because I told both these lovely ladies, just reading this headline brings me to tears. A man was sentenced to death for paying a mother $2,500 to rape her 5-year-old daughter to death.
It's unspeakable.
It is. There's no words. There's no words.
I have, yeah. There. Thank you for letting me get that out. And I'm just going to switch my screen.
You okay?
That's all. Yeah.
Oh, I was going to just bring you in with your story straight after this one, actually.
No, well, that's fine. After this one is great. Let's move on to yours.
So this final one of mine is Rebel Wilson. She's come out and said a mysterious royal invited her to a drug-fueled orgy at US tech billionaire's home. Hollywood actress Rebel Wilson claims an unnamed member of the royal family invited her to a medieval themed drug-fueled orgy. She won't name the name, but is a Windsor.
Ooh.
And apparently this royal said, we need more girls. She described being offered a tray of MDMA ahead of an orgy at a party held at a ranch owned by US tech billionaire just outside LA in 2014. In her memoirs, Rebel Wilson said, I got thrown a last minute invite to a tech billionaire's party. The guy who invited me, who's like 15th or 10th or 12th in line to the throne, had said to a male friend, we need more girls. Wilson says she wore a buxom damsel outfit complete with a cone hat. It was a vibe. She recalled the party was insane. Men were jousting on horses in a field. Girls dressed as mermaids were in the pool. The property was massive, and because it was quite a drive, people had been assigned rooms to sleep overnight. So we need to try and figure out who this is. So the royal family have finished.
What was it? 12 in line.
10th or 12th in line, apparently. I'm thinking maybe Beatrice or Eugenie or... Yes. I don't know. Well, I don't
speculation
know.
Speculation at this point, isn't it?
Exactly. But, I mean, I had a look at the tech giants, so I'm just going to run through some of them. We got Bill Gates, Jeff Bezos, Mark Zuckerberg, Larry Ellison, Larry Page, Sergey Brin, Jack Ma, Steve Ballmer, Michael Dell. Those are the top 10. Tech giants in the those are the ones in America. Elon Musk, obviously. God, did you know Elon Musk is 12th in the list?
No way.
Yeah, I thought it was at the top. So Bill Gates is at the top at 84.5 billion. Jeff Bezos at 81.7 billion. Mark Zuckerberg at 69. Then we got Larry Ellison and Larry Page.
How much do they say in that? Elon Musk? Oh, he's not on there.
Yeah, he is. He's number 12. He's worth 20.7 billion.
I just think his lies is probably way more than that for all of them.
Probably. We've also got a Ron Burkle down there somewhere on the list.
Mm.
Ugh. So, well, those are my stories, just focusing yet again on the children. Children being raped, children are being abused, children are being trafficked, and it's a subject no one will ever bloody touch. So, I'm sorry it's a bit depressing tonight, but I just wanted to highlight, these are just the crimes. Just today, those are in the papers just today alone. And they're all in England.
It's so disturbing how prolific this is becoming. And I guess what's really disturbing is that it's not becoming, it's always been. And that's the part we really have to get our heads around. This is nothing new. This has always happened, but the fact that we are seeing it and that we're having to face it, just like that one headline, I can't even, as soon as I read that, my head went to really dark places on what I would hold that mother responsible for and the ways in which I would do it. And it's unhealthy.
You should be getting the death penalty as well.
I'm sorry.
100%.
I had her physically connected with that guy when the power went through her on that. I'm sorry. My head goes to really dark, dark, dark places on what should happen to these people.
It's understandable though, wouldn't it? Because it's just unspeakable. Just like how we live in this. It's horrendous. It's horrendous.
If you cannot
be mentioned, actually, is she, Christine?
Right. No. And if you can't look at an innocent child and see God, he's not in you. There's a problem.
Yeah.
There's a problem. If you don't see the face of God in your children, then you're not human. Something is not right.
Something is not right. You're absolutely right. Yeah, and this is the issue, isn't it? This is the line that they're blurring. These people, they don't believe in childhood innocence. They don't believe in that. They think they can do the same thing as adults, and it's just horrendous. Look at it. It's just Satan's everywhere.
It's just for deviance. That's what it is. So yeah. Disgusting. Anyway, yeah. Lou, were you done?
I'm done. Over to you, my love.
Okay. Well, let's start off with a slightly equally disturbing, but on a whole other level category. Over the weekend, the gentleman who finds himself in the seat of president in the United States, Biden, said that his uncle was in a plane wreck, and apparently this is years and years ago, happened in Papua New Guinea, but he said his body was never recovered, and he assumes he was eaten by cannibals. He said that not once, but twice, and embellished it the second time. I don't know who is handling this idiot, but my goodness, really?
It's a joke that he's even sat there. He can't even string a sentence together. He can't.
I saw a completely new Biden over the weekend.
Yeah, I seen it. If it's the same thing, I'm sure my friend...
Going into an ice cream shop.
Yep.
Yes.
Yep. A completely different Biden than I've ever seen before.
Yeah, you're right. Biden number 7 or something, isn't it?
Exactly.
Exactly.
So... I
mean, it's a mess. It's a mess.
The whole State of the Union is a hot mess right now. But they are also talking about weather wars. So I want people to be aware that not only, yes, that is a thing. And they're talking about weather wars between countries right now. So that came from InfoWars. And he is talking about, you know, meteorologists are warning that the weather modification could unintentionally spark conflicts between nations where weather could be used in warfare among countries. So it's important to know that as a believer, you have power and authority over the weather. Some people hear that and they can't grasp it, but you indeed do. You've been given power and authority. Just like Jesus said to the storm, "Peace, be still." You can speak the word to the storm and it has to obey. So you pray Psalms 91 over all of your family and friends and loved ones, and you speak to the storms and you say, "God, if this is not of you, I speak peace and dissipate it." Destroy those. When you see something coming up that does not look natural, pray against it and shut it down. We have that authority, and we have to start standing as believers and taking our place to shut this nonsense down. All of it. Everything we've talked about today, we have power and authority over all of it. And we've got to be praying. And we've got to be plugging in to the spiritual so that we can handle it there before it manifests in the natural. It has to happen in the spirit first. So that's why prayer is so important. And that's why non-believers want you to think that it's not. That's where all the power is. It's in your prayer.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
I just need to make a correction before you finish. When I was reading that the tech list, it was actually 2017 ranking, because I was trying to identify who it could have been back in those eras. So gotcha. It wasn't today. So Elon Musk probably is at the top at the moment, but I haven't looked at that. Okay, that's over. Carry on, Christine.
Well, I had called Wednesday, Jonathan Audie's attorney, and to see if I could get an update for his hearing on Friday. I had sent an email and I've not heard back. I've called several other times today and not had an answer. So I did go on the website and looked, and they have rescheduled or pushed the hearing on to June 4th at 9 a.m. So apparently his attorney was in for a hearing. I don't know if he was there or not. I don't have any updates on that, but I hope to soon. And as soon as I do, I'll bring that to you. And then the last thing I have is actually going to go with Diddy Watch. So you go ahead.
Oh, so there's more papers gone in from Rodney Jones. There's been more video evidence implying a lot more people as well. It keeps getting darker. You know, obviously we've got Kevin Hart, we've got Jay-Z, Beyonce, we've got Mary J. Blige. Justin Bieber, unfortunately, is now not only a victim, but has done some despicable things as well, is named in these lawsuits. And we need to look at Ellen DeGeneres. She was there. You've got, do you remember Eva Longoria? I think she was in there. She was in there.
Yeah. I do know the name, but I can't think who she is.
She's beautiful, dark hair.
Housewife.
Yeah.
She was the very first Housewives thing that came out. Very,
dark
very.
Dark hair.
Dark long hair. And then she used to do Elvive or something.
Yeah, I know who you're on about.
Maybelline or something. I don't know.
Yeah.
Well, she's pictured there. I mean, we've got Madonna's link as well. I went through the list ages ago on Crazy Days and Nights to see what other women. You got Naomi Campbell. I mean, she was named many, many times in links with Epstein.
When you look at Naomi Campbell's estate,
yeah,
it's evil.
And it looks like Kim Kardashian is far, far more involved with the Diddy stuff. I mean, it looks like she's... So when Britney Spears went into the conservatorship, and we've talked about this before, it's done by a lady called Lou Taylor, who runs an organisation called TriStar Entertainment. And her partner, business partner, actually represented Danny Masterson in his rape case and Scientology. Well, Kim Kardashian's links, it now looks like Kim Kardashian had huge links in the conservatorship of Britney Spears, where money was getting laundered through. And it also looks like Kim Kardashian and Lou Taylor were trying to get Kanye into a conservatorship. But that's when they went out and he was drugged. They were trying to give him lithium. I mean, it is absolutely disgusting what these people did to Kanye. And Kim Kardashian is fully, darkly involved with Diddy, and also rumoured to have sexually abused a young Justin Bieber. So what will happen with the Kardashians? I don't know. I mean, they're the most despicable.
My understanding on that is it's not just Kim, it's Chris.
It's Chris, yeah, and the Corey Gamble, who's her boyfriend, who it turns...
Ding, 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 there you go.
Corey Gamble turns out that he was actually going out with Kim Porter. Kim Porter is Diddy's baby mama, who he had his twins with, who had left him and was reportedly going to write a book. And it gets dark. And she died. And the coroner's report would change to a pneumonia. It's amazing how there was that Anna Nicole Smith, a pneumonia virus. All of these big stars that suddenly die. This pneumonia, I mean, I've had pneumonia 2 or 3 times in the past.
It's just one of the ones they use just to lie. Do you know what I mean? It's an easy one to say, isn't it? That or a heart attack.
Exactly.
Unless they, you know, unless obviously, you know, the cancer ones. I mean, so that's kind of my Diddy news. We haven't seen any indictments yet. We know the raid. They are probably going through all of those tapes and computers. But then you've got to think there must be servers offshore as well. Do you know what I mean? So that can't be. But anyway, we will watch this space. Christine, what have you got to add?
I've got a Diddy update. This came
you
from...
You are our hip-hop, hip-hop and club, like sex club, entrepreneur, like specialist.
Who knew I would ever be the hip-hop and sex club queen? But here I am, adjusting my crown as we speak. Yeah. So Popcorn Planet put out a thing about Diddy's madam, Nivis Gadoni. He had her on live, and I watched that. She's from Switzerland, used to sell diamonds and watches, moved to the U.S. when she was 20 years old, started an escort service at 21 as a side hustle because she was living in New York and needed to make some money. She was managing 50 girls working internationally with a three-month visa to the U.S. They would bring them in for 3 months. They would do their thing, go home. She ended up meeting D-Rock, who happened to be Diddy's right-hand man, and Uncle Polly, who was his head of security. So she was connected to Diddy without necessarily being directly connected to Diddy. She was 24 years old at this time, and she was in charge of bringing women and drugs and collecting all of it for the parties. But she was really just kind of managing it. She never did this herself. So she really wanted an internship at Sony, which she got, and she was hoping to be able to manage in the music industry. So that was her goal. But in the midst of this, Uncle Polly requested her to load them up with women and drugs, and she was asked to smuggle drugs over the border. She refused. She said there was a large amount scored in New York instead, and she got arrested over that because there was an undercover agent from the DEA who was a friend of Polly's. And she had no idea how the American system worked at that time, you know. She was sentenced to 4 years and 12 counts of an A1 felony. She was given a lesser sentence and never talked. She never gave anyone away. And he asked her, how did you get your sentence lessened if you didn't turn on anyone? And she said, well, the clients of my girls were scared. And they're all the same people. Judges, politicians, you get the picture, right? So her sentence was just lessened. She served 2 years. And then her and Gene Deal started working together. Then Gene Deal, we know, was Diddy's bodyguard. So he was working with her and Uncle Polly. And I guess he told her, Uncle Polly is a rat. He's working for the CIA or FBI. He's, you know, he's a confidential informant. And she said between 2005 and 2006, there were many arrests made through confidential informants. So she believes Diddy is an informant, and he's going to continue that interview tomorrow. But in the process of that, they did bring up, or I saw it elsewhere, I'm not sure where, but like you were talking about Corey Gamble being the handler for possibly Kim Porter and Kris Jenner.
Yeah.
And he was there when Kim Porter passed, and that Kris Jenner has tapes. They've been together 9 years. He's 43 from Atlanta. He came out of nowhere. He's definitely a plant. And he's connected to Puffy, Bieber, Jenner's, worth $20 million. But get this. He and Prince Harry and Kris Jenner went on a ski trip with Corey. Now, he didn't bring Meghan.
What, really?
Really? Yeah. Thought
Whoa.
that was interesting. Yeah. So I'm like,
Yeah, we
okay.
are watching the destruction of deep state, and oh my goodness, what a time to be alive. I mean, do you know who I keep who keeps coming into my mind? Madonna at the moment. Do you remember all the kids she would go over to Africa?
All of them used to, her and
Yes.
Jolie, what's that?
Angelina Jolie.
Angelina Jolie, they and
Yeah, they
Brad
all
Pitt,
did it, didn't
they would
they?
all go over and take all the kids from these other countries
They
and
went
say they
over
were
there and she
adopting
got
them.
married in Namibia or something to Brad Pitt, didn't she?
Yeah.
And
Yeah.
we've got the Clintons are going off with their African projects. Ron Burkle off with his African projects. Do you know what I mean? It's dark.
It's dark. It is so dark.
So that's the
Yeah.
news for tonight. Thank you so much, ladies. We are going to be kicking off tomorrow with our first Prophecy News show, with Christine and myself. And if Kat wanted to jump in, but you're off training tomorrow. But it's our first prophecy show tomorrow night. So join us for that.
And let me just say on that, as dark as this news has been today, the light of tomorrow is going to shine so much brighter than anything you heard today. And we need it. We've got to do that to cleanse this yuck off of us, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Kat, final words, my love.
Yeah, just guys, I'm looking forward to that tomorrow. I'll have a listen. You'll have to send it through to me so we can have a listen after it's done. Just to take a look at that consultation for the home, especially if you're a home educator, you need to fill it in. Or if you intend to home educate as well, I would fill it in if you can, because it's really vitally important. Not only are they after the kids in school, they want the ones out now. It's not something you can really ignore. So just, anyone in Wales especially, and obviously this is going on in England, like I said earlier. So yeah, if you could look at that, guys, that would be amazing. And have a brilliant evening, everybody else.
Fantastic. Well, that's it for us tonight. We'll be back tomorrow. LibertyTactics.co.uk, exposing the lie. Dot info. Q team awesome on Truth Social. And then we are everywhere else. If you would like to support the show, we would very much appreciate it. You can buy us a coffee. We could do with the help. And yeah, it's in God's hands anyway. That's it. We'll be back tomorrow. LibertyTactics.co.uk. Good night all.
God bless.
God bless, guys.